Welcome to the 7th episode of Who the Hell Are You? On the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our 7th episode features 4-time Champ Car Champion and 24 Hours of Le Mans winner Sebastian Bourdais, who drives for Dale Coyne Racing in IndyCar and also Ford Chip Ganassi Racing in IMSA. It's the same questions, with a few alternates thrown in depending upon the guest, that go up every Tuesday through the Rolex 24th Daytona in January. Following Bourdais' podcast, and in no particular order, our remaining episodes include ALMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, ALMS champ and Le Mans winner Joey Hand, IMSA prototype champ Jordan Taylor, 4-time IndyCar Series champion and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, Formula One pit reporter Will Buxton, IndyCar driver, IMSA champ, and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, sports car ace Ryan Dial, and despite weeks of taking medication, Justin Bell is still lingering. Among the many things we learned during Bourdais' episode, he has impeccable taste in music and ice cream, and the Frenchman is blessed with an incredibly forgiving heart. I'll leave the rest up for you to discover on your own. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, the conversation does flow freely, which means a few words that could get you sent to the confessional might be heard. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt podcast Facebook page, and on MarshallPruitt.com. And here we go with the peace-loving Sebastian Bourdais.
We're about to find out who the hell you are. What is your full name?
Sebastian Olivier Bourdais.
Sounds French.
Well, not that way, but I can say it in French if you want. Sébastien Olivier Bourdais.
Very nice. Where were you born and on what day?
February 28, 1979 in the famous racing capital of France, Le Mans.
I believe it's pronounced Le Mans here in America.
Just like to butcher French names anyways.
Cultural exchange very early in this interview. How many languages do you speak and what are they?
Oh shit, I'm fluent in French and trying English. And that's about it.
Are you left or right-handed?
Lefty.
That is correct.
Are you double-checking on me?
If the purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
Nobody. I'm anti-violence. Sorry, brother. Not the answer you wanted.
Some of our phone calls and personal interactions might conflict with that answer, but we will let it stand.
It's okay. I can say you if you want. But
you would be the first, which is a surprise as well. Are you left or right-footed?
Both, actually. I'm not that I'm any good at soccer, but I can play just about as bad left or right.
What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Ooh. Flight Tracker, probably.
When used by my wife.
You don't like to know if you're going to be on time or not?
I don't believe I've ever been on time, so therefore there's not much to track. What's your favorite pint of ice cream?
You said the famous brand?
Favorite pint of ice cream.
Plaint.
Pint. Favorite.
Oh. Flavor. I think that would be mint chocolate chip.
That is correct, and that is a
That is
wonderful.
A-okay.
That is a wonderful
I got the
answer.
Thumbs up from Marshall Pruitt, people.
As my body style would suggest, I have interacted with that flavor before, Sebastian Bourdais. What's your favorite musician or band today?
I wouldn't say I have, like... I mean, the longtime favorite is Queen. But there's a lot of stuff that I like in the pop rock alternative scene these days, between Muse, Placebo, there's just a lot. I tend to listen to a lot of stuff. So,
thumbs up on Muse. What's your most hated vegetable or fruit?
I hate cucumbers.
That is a perfect answer.
Like, I'm perfectly fine with most vegetables and fruits, but cucumbers just don't do it for me.
When I found out my wife was a fan of cucumbers, almost led to an end of the engagement, Sebastian Bourdais. What is your
favorite? Is there anything sexual in that, or?
I had to break up that relationship to get married, so I will say that. What is your favorite musician or band of all time, which you might have already gotten a window into?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been Queen for many, many, many years.
That's another correct answer. Quite surprised we have so many correct answers this early in. A quick follow-up to that. Fan of the recent return of Queen with Paul Rodgers or Adam what's-his-name, some of the modern versions of the band minus Freddie Mercury?
No, I just loved what they did, created. I don't ever like remakes or reheated stuff. You know, it just, that doesn't do it for me.
Have you?
Not that I'm any qualified to really judge what they're doing, but it just doesn't quite do it for me.
Have you or a family member served in the military or fought in a war?
I'm sure my grandfather served. Not that he's ever talked about it. I'm sure he doesn't want to. But that's it.
It's a fair point. We're going to another alternate question very early here as well. Senna or Schumacher? It's the only racing question you'll be asked today, by the way.
No, Senna. That's
why?
I don't know. I guess I was a kid, you know, was in that stage of his life where he, you know, you'd see some majestics out of people. And, you know, that phase in my life, it was Senna that was just clearly standing out. There was that big rivalry, Prost and Senna. And, you know, obviously most French kind of favored Prost. And I wasn't a big fan. And I turned out to be correct because I still don't like him today. But that's different.
Yet another correct answer. What is the highest level of education you've completed?
So the baccalaureate, scientific branch, and then I was for a few years in college. I had 2 years to complete the first year, which I did, and then that second year should have been a graduation for the DUG, which is kind of, you know, diploma in France in university. But that
studying what?
Math, computer science, and physics.
One of very few educated drivers I've met.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Well, I kind of failed at the end, but I was gone a bit too much. That's what happens when you try and have a fight for the F3000 championship, the sports car championship, and you're gone half of the time, if not more.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
Oh, good question. Enough that I don't remember when that was. Probably last weekend, I guess. Yeah, that would be something like that.
We'll accept that. Have you ever stolen something from a store?
Probably.
As
a kid, I don't know how many stupid things you can do in life, so I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say it's never happened. That'd be nothing of significant value, but yeah, I'd be very surprised if that didn't happen.
Watch your wallets. Interesting. Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, when?
No, it got close with PT one day, but that was about that. No, I actually never, like I said, I'm not particularly confrontational or anything like that. I don't like violence.
Are you confident you can handle yourself if you were thrust into a fight?
I don't know. I guess we'd find out. Probably not.
It could be a post-interview activity. That would be fun.
I knew I'd lose that one with you, that's for sure.
I'd just sit on you and fart until you fainted. What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Wow.
I can see many things scrolling in front of your eyes.
No, the thing is I really rarely buy actually anything that's not going to have like a useful meaning to me. So I wouldn't even know. Yeah, it was just like, I don't know that. I have no idea.
Pragmatic.
Yeah, a little too much sometimes maybe. But yeah.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
Well, you're going to find me boring there. No, not really. No. I just like to kind of... I consider a lot of things in life, but I don't really necessarily try to apply things from other people. Just try and find my own way.
Your own man. What is your shoe size?
10 and a half.
That's a surprisingly common answer for race car drivers. As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
Under the stereo system in my bedroom. You look surprised.
That's fairly ingenious. Best answer so far from Jordan Taylor. Actually, no, I take that back, from a different driver in their brother's room.
Yeah, I didn't have a brother. I couldn't blame it on anybody.
Returning to finish a theme, what is your favorite album of all time?
Probably Innuendo.
By?
Queen.
Do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Knew the answer before
not
I asked.
Not like needles very much. Although I've been very fond of them lately, but...
Yes. How many times have you had your heart broken?
Once. Which is funny because it's by my current wife, so...
I feel like there's a follow-up question that should be asked, but maybe it shouldn't as well.
It's okay.
When was
I did enough to elaborate on it.
Yes. Well, we'll move on to the halfway point. When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
That was actually pretty recent, and all I could find was a ball of fire and me upside down. Stop giggling, Marshall.
Those are no giggles whatsoever. I'm very, very serious right now. Who's your favorite actor?
Well, not a really fair question, but I mean, obviously it's Paul Newman. You know, just... Once you were in contact with him and interacted enough and... knew about him and the way he was and everything, you can only be the biggest fan, you know.
And we are joined, unfortunately, by Richard Westbrook.
Who turns around and goes away, and, oh.
I believe he has shown us that both middle fingers are functioning.
And making
cucumber impressions with his hand and mouth. A poorly educated Briton. We will apologize for him being part of your staff. What's the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
I don't know. I guess it didn't stay with me. Or I didn't apply it. But I have no idea, Marshall. I think for the most part, people rarely give me advice. I don't know why that is, but... Maybe because they think I won't listen or something. I don't know.
I believe we've established you're your own man. Could be a reason. This we might know the answer to, but there could be a surprise. Have you ever killed someone or come close?
No. Nowhere near.
Came close in May. Unfortunately, it was
yeah,
you.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was myself, yes. Yeah, if you look at it, I really tried pretty hard.
Is there anybody you're often mistaken for, or told that you look like?
No, I'm very often called Simon, but so is Simon called Sebastian, so it's okay. We're kind of even on that.
Simon Pagenaud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the other French. Not that we look alike at all, but...
No. He's fond of dogs and BMWs. Very easy to tell you two apart. Is there one movie that when it comes on, you'll watch it no matter how many times you've seen it?
I cannot count how many times I watched Days of Thunder. Although when I watch it now, it just, I don't know why I was so, you know, just, but it was, yeah, when I was a kid, when it came out, I thought it was really, it was the greatest thing. It kind of revised my standards a little bit since.
Unfortunately, we've been rejoined by Richard Westbrook momentarily, who's now leaving.
Again. I think he's just trying to ruin the sound of this.
What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
I wanted a go-kart really bad for a few years, and then finally it was not on the, it was not at the Christmas tree, but finally it made it somehow in the house about 3 years later. So that'd been I think my dad was testing my persistence for to make sure it wasn't just kind of a fashion thing.
This next question will definitely test your pacifism. A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
Baby, I don't know, but I think there's, yeah, I mean, I don't think there is, yeah.
6 to 7 million lives would be saved.
That's the thing. It's like, the problem is, would somebody else come up with that idea? That's the real question.
And that's why you are a thinker. Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
No.
What's the name of the last book you read?
It's in French, so you wouldn't know.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was from Musso, a French writer. So.
Specific topic?
Just, it's always some kind of interaction. It's a thriller, mostly. Interaction with people getting lost in their ways, or like a kidnapping or something. It always with a lot of twists. I very much enjoy reading him.
Why are you married?
Because I'm in love with my wife.
You could be in love and not married.
Yeah, but I mean, we conceived Emma before we were married, so we kind of, I don't know, I think in some ways probably because in the States, like, it just gets old to be asked, so when are you getting married? So, and, you know, it's always the girl's dream, I think, to be in a big wedding dress at some point, and I, you know, it made me very happy to make her very happy, I guess.
If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I'd find?
The nicest? What does that mean?
Something that your parents would think, what a lovely child.
I think you would see Racer as the homepage, that's... I don't know that you'd be...
There are lies clearly coming from
no,
this answer.
No, absolutely not. You can actually check it. You don't trust me? He doesn't trust me. That's bullshit.
Oh, I know. I don't doubt that because I get the phone call or text the moment something is written that does not please our lovely interview subject today. I see that. There's some garbage written on there.
Oh. I didn't say anything.
Very serious interview here. What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
A car.
What kind?
ML350, back in 2003.
Do you still have that car?
No. No, I sold it when we left the States in 07. Yeah, it's funny. I only purchased... What, two cars? Ever? Yeah.
What's the other?
Oh, a pile of crap. Was a secondary car that same year for Claire to go to school, so, and back then I didn't have any money, so it was not a pretty car. It was Susie the Suzuki.
Sebastian Bourdais has purchased a Suzuki.
It was cheap, it ran, it did the job.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs, but we have a cat.
Do you like the cat?
I don't mind the cat. Don't really love him, but...
Has he
sometimes
done something
he's okay, sometimes he's not. That's the only thing with cats. You just never know what you're going to get.
Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
I wouldn't know that. Because I don't know what Intervention is. You can tell I watch a lot of TV, yeah?
Yes. Yes. Do you subscribe to any magazines that are not automotive or racing related?
No, I mostly read stuff online.
What's the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
That I wouldn't know if I've been mean to someone, not purposely at least. Like I said, if someone is mean to me, I'm not going to particularly try to retaliate. I'm just not going to try and see him again, maybe. But like I said, I'm fairly unconfrontational.
Getting to the home stretch. Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone while in the bathroom?
You don't always decide when you get a phone call. That happens.
If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal, and which of your own body parts do you eat first?
That is getting very weird here. Oh, shoot. I don't even want to think about that one. Crap, no. No, you're not going to get an answer out of me on that one.
Bourdais stonewalling on one of the easier questions.
No. Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't even be mean to yourself. We will take that as the answer. Name one thing you've recently learned that everyone else on Earth seemingly knew except you.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of things that I don't know that a lot of people do. But nothing that comes to mind right now.
Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions?
As a group, no. My dad told me a couple of times that he didn't know why I put a helmet on because there was nothing to protect, but that was out of anger.
I wasn't going to say love. Sebastian Bourdais, we have reached the final question. If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
That's an easy answer, isn't it?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think I'd take the blowjob, yes.
Sebastian Bourdais, I can say after 50 questions, I have a better idea as to who the hell you are.
And that was episode 7 with Sebastian Bourdais. Left on the board, we have both Bells, a Buxton, Dial, a Dixon, a Hand, and a Taylor. Check back on Tuesday for the next episode. And please share a guilty little pleasure with a retweet and by using the Who the Hell Are You hashtag. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.